There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
AP's four-time Mike Reeves. As the calendar winds its way towards September, our focus is on the Major League Baseball playoff races, and we begin in the American League East, where the Yankees started the day a game and a half up on the Orioles. New York was at home to take on the Rockies, and they took care of business with a 3-0 win as slugger Aaron Judge continued his torrid pace at the plate. Tom Merriam has the story.
Judge blasted his 49th home run of the season in the sixth inning, his fifth in the last four games, giving him 45 homers in his last 100 games and historic pace.
It's not real. I try not to think about it. You know, even when they would say a lot of the Yankee greats here, you know, Mantle, DiMaggio, it's Maris, it's Babe Ruth. It's tough to comprehend or even think about.
Giancarlo Stanton homered for the second straight game, his 22nd in the fourth, which gave New York a 1-0 lead. That was enough for Carlos Rodon, who shut out the Rockies on four hits over six innings, the third straight scoreless start by a Yankees pitcher.
The Yankees win put pressure on the Orioles to keep pace as they hosted the AL West leading Astros. Here's correspondent Craig Heist.
Anthony Santander hit a grand slam homer off Brian Abreu in the bottom of the eighth inning to lead the struggling Orioles from behind as they beat the Astros 7-5 to remain a game and a half behind the Yankees in the AL East.
It's a tough game. It's a lot of up and down, but we show right there that who we are, and then hopefully we can continue to do that for the rest of the season.
Ramon Urias added an RBI triple to cap off the five-run inning. Jose Altuve and Jeremy Pena each homered for the Astros. Craig Kimbrel pitched the eighth inning to earn the win and improve to 7-4. Sir Anthony Dominguez closed out the ninth for his fifth save overall and fourth since joining the Orioles in July.
In the AL Central, the division-leading Guardians were home against the Rangers and they lost 5-3, giving them six losses in their last seven games. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
We got to stay the course. There's things we can clean up. There's always things we can be working on. But we just have to continue to be ourselves because this is the same team we've been all year. And it's going to break. We just have to push through.
The Royals moved to within one game of the Guardians with a 7-4 win over NL East leading Philadelphia. Salvador Perez and Hunter Renfroe homered for Kansas City. The Twins remained two games behind the Guardians after losing to the Cardinals 6-1. Andre Pallante pitched seven strong innings for St. Louis, while Mason Winn and Lars Nootbaar drove in two runs each. Coming up, the playoff race in the National League, along with golf and the WNBA. The closest race in the National League is in the West, where two of the three contenders were playing at home. Dave Ferry has details from the West Coast that also includes a look at the NL Central Division leading Brewers.
Shohei Ohtani's 40th home run of the season was a walk-off grand slam as LA outlasted the Rays 7-3. Ohtani also stole his 40th base for his first 40-40 season in the majors.
I mean, I was somewhat aware of it, but at the same time, you know, it's really part of the process of trying to win a ball game. And in terms of just stealing bases, it was more about just making sure that I'm not caught stealing.
That's Ohtani through an interpreter. Tampa Bay led 3-0 until Kike Hernandez launched a three-run blast in the fifth inning. LA still leads the NL West by four games over the Diamondbacks. Joe Musgrove combined with two relievers on a two-hitter as the Padres ripped the Mets 2-0. Musgrove allowed just one hit and recorded nine strikeouts over seven innings. He also made a great snag of a Francisco Lindor grounder to end the sixth. Padres manager Mike Schilt was gushing about Musgrove after the game.
Whew, man, that was a masterpiece right there. Wow, that was important, your will. I mean, he was just in control the whole way. Big physical dude, just pouring it in there, man.
Luis Arraez and Manny Machado each had three of San Diego's 16 hits. In the other late games, Rhys Hoskins belted a three-run homer and had four RBIs as the Brewers slammed the A's 11-3. And the Mariners pulled out a 6-5 win over the Giants on a Luis Rivas walk-off single in the 10th.
The other contender in the NL West is Arizona, and they took their prolific offense to Fenway Park to meet the Red Sox. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Eugenio Suarez launched his fifth career Grand Slam to highlight the Diamondbacks' 12-2 rout of the Red Sox. Ryan Nelson pitched six strong innings for the D-backs, allowing two runs on five hits with one walk and seven strikeouts to help Arizona improve to 24-8 since the All-Star break.
This team as a whole, not even just offense, but defense too. Those guys go out there and they bring it every game. You know, they're playing hard, playing together as a team.
The 19th home run of the season for Suarez in the seventh inning sailed over the Green Monster in left field to give Arizona a 9-2 lead. Rob Refsnyder had a solo homer, and Boston starter Brian Bayo was knocked around for five runs over 5 1/3.
The rest of the Major League Baseball scoreboard saw the Pirates beat the Reds 6-5. The Blue Jays edged the Angels 5-4. Atlanta got past Washington 3-2 in 10 innings. The Cubs downed the Marlins 6-3, and the Tigers took care of the White Sox 5-2. On the PGA Tour, they're halfway home at the BMW Championship with Adam Scott sitting atop the leaderboard. Here's our correspondent, Graham Agars.
The 44-year-old Australian veteran posted his best round of the year to move to 13 under and secure a three-shot break over Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley.
It's a great round. I think I took advantage of good conditions this morning and hopefully set myself up to have a real run at this thing on Sunday now.
Scott's bogey-free 63 has improved his chances of making the 30-man field that will advance to next week's Tour Championship, but he still has work to do to secure a position in the final field.
LPGA Nelly Korda has a two-shot lead midway through the British Open. WNBA, the Mercury beat the Dream 82-80. It was the sun over the sky by that same 82-80 final. The Mystics beat the Sparks 80-74, and the Lynx defeated the Aces 87-74. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.